Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
The, I was asked, why people go to the Hall of Shame. And it's pretty simple. It's like in the movie Star Wars, when they talk about the dark side. And Obi-Wan Kenobi and all that stuff. Sir Alec Guinness is telling the kid that when Darth Vader went over to the dark side, he was a Jedi Knight. And yeah, remember all that? Okay. Down deep inside, we all want to be a Jedi Knight. Jedi Knight was the good people, okay? And the father of the little fuck that was in the movie that Sir Alec Guinness is talking to was the kind of the Christ in the movie. But we also have a dark side. We all have a dark side. And when we go through life, depending on who we hang around with, who our parents are, if we have role models or don't have role models, we either exhibit the Darth Vader in us or the Jedi Knight. And when we exhibit the Darth Vader, because we all have these tendencies, you know, nobody's all good. It's because we take shortcuts. And especially when you get trained in this QLA methodology, and when you see it work, as those guys and gals all saw it work, it's easy to cut corners. It's easy to not do exactly what you said you're going to do. And it gets lost, and you can always say it gets lost in the translation. I didn't really understand, etc., etc. And you can get away with that the first few times, and people want to believe you because people are stupid. They give you the benefit of the doubt. But at the end of the day, when you find out it's easier, and it is a lot easier to cut the corners, you can go to the dark side. You know, and I'm not suggesting that this is what this program is all about, but it exemplifies and shows you how much easier it is when you use a QLA methodology and when you have great communication skills and when you have all the leadership skills and all the things that we talked about. That's why fucking Hitler's over there on my influencer. That's why Stalin's over there. It's also why Churchill's over there, and you know, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Teddy Roosevelt and a lot of other people. So it's easy to do the bad thing. But as I said, motivation gets you started, but good habits keep you going. But some of the five people that you have that are the average of what you potentially could be aren't Obi-Wan Kenobis. And especially for you guys in the net scum business. You know, 50% of the people on the net are fucking thieves. Maybe more than 50. Maybe 90. So it's easy to do that. And it's easy to want to, once you get on a success roll, oh, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. You know, I told her this, but it's too much trouble, she's a pain in the ass, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's how those people got over there. But they were all successful. They all, you know, anybody listening to this on YouTube, if they knew just about their success, would trade their success in a heartbeat for these guys over here. And then when you explain what they did, some people on YouTube wouldn't even consider what they did so bad. Some people would consider, oh, They got in trouble with the Securities Exchange Commission because they didn't exactly do what they said they were going to do and what they put in their representation in their document, in the private placement document, wasn't exactly accurate. And some people will argue, wrongfully I might add, will argue, well, the Securities Exchange Commission are a bunch of crooks anyway, and this whole security industry, and that's why we're all fucked up because of the 80s. And this new movie that's just come out, what is it about, where the boiler room?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Jesus Christ! I hear a lot of people say that's a great movie, and that DiCaprio ought to get an Academy Award for playing a thief. And just as Michael Douglas got an Academy Award for playing a thief from 25, 30 years ago. So it's in our blood. That's why the movie's so goddamn popular in Star Wars. The dark side. And poor little Obi-Wan Kenobi. So that's how you get over it. It's very easy to slip over. And in the 40 plus years that I've been doing this, I've had shit. I can't begin to tell you how many opportunities I've had to do the wrong thing. Too many to count. But one of the reasons I told you, I'm not going to go through the big deal of when my dad almost beat me to death and why I'm so honest, and if a $5 bill fell out of your pocket, I'd chase you down two blocks to make sure you gave it to you. I'm not going to go through all that again. I've done that on YouTube, much to the chagrin of a lot of people that were watching. But I'm an honest son of a bitch, and I'm one of the last guys on the planet that you can actually do a deal with a handshake. There aren't many of us left. But again, lawyers say, Dan, that's Neanderthal. You can't do deals with handshakes. It puts too much onus on the deal to do a deal with a handshake. It puts too much pressure on both sides. It puts too much on the interpretation of what you really fucking said when you shook the asshole's hand. Now, I don't look at it that way. I know what the fuck I said when I shook your hand, asshole. And you know what the fuck I said. But time, they call it the fog of war. The fog of war, the mist goes in and out and you forget, well, what did that bitch really mean? What did I mean when I told the bitch? I know exactly what I meant when I told the bitch. But it makes it too easy, and so that's why the documents are this thick now. This thick. I've signed a non-disclosure agreement a long time ago. Like this. I'm not talking about this long. I mean this thick. Because now the documents have to... What if the moon is juxtaposed to the sun... And the sun doesn't come up, and this, and all these things. And, of course, the lawyers love that. And we were talking about documents yesterday. So I've been through all that. And it's got to have two spaces before the comma or after the comma. And all. It's all a little crap. But it's very easy to take what I'm teaching you people and not necessarily do the right thing with it. But for the next 12 months, we will do the right thing. It's like I told you earlier. One of the mentees from the last seminar, September, got involved in a transaction, and I knew instantaneously that it was a bad deal. I mean, within the first 3 minutes. And it took him 7 or 8 weeks to figure out that the deal was no good. But the red flag just kept popping up like this. And what we do, and the reason why you can go over to the dark side, is you spend so much time on these deals. Because you don't want to let them go. Because you're so fucking insecure. You're not sure you can find another one. And I've told my mother, my fucking father, my stupid fucking brother, my stupid cunt girlfriend. Well, George, why have we spent all this diamond money on this shit? Jesus Christ. So then you get embarrassed. You got no self-esteem in your sack. You're nuts suck for the guys. You're nuts suck up into your sacks. And so you go through with it. And that's how you get on the fucking Hall of Shame. And then the first time you do it, well, nobody caught me. Then you do it again. And again. And again. And then you're in fucking prison like some of them are. Because there's nobody going to be watching you over your shoulder, unlike in Star Wars when the little guy pops up on the shoulder, one of those movies, other than your own conscience. For the first 12 months, I'm your conscience. But after that, fuck, I'm glad I don't have to do those fucking weekly reports anymore. Fuck. Now I can really start rocking and rolling. And that's exactly what some of you turds do. Some of you won't even wait till the 12 months. I'll stop getting working reports from you in the 6, 7, 8 week. And when you stop writing the fucking weekly reports, it's never for a good reason. You may delude yourself because you got no brains like a jellyfish. You may delude yourself why you didn't write me, but the real reason is because if I put this shit down, Dan's going to be all over me like a cheap fucking suit. He's going to call me a lazy cunt because I did it the easy way. There's nothing easy about this system. It's easier, but it's nothing easy about it. Nothing. It's fucking hard. But it's the only legal way, and if there was a way, a better legal way, I would have figured it out by now. It's the only legal way you can make tons of cash and not go to jail and build assets to fulfill your dreams. And the reason why none of my contemporary, my colleagues, my competition, whatever you want to call all the other guys, the reason they don't talk about making money is because nobody knows how to make any fucking money and they haven't made any fucking money. It's a pure, simple truth of it. And the only one that does, and congratulations to Jay for being the $9 billion man. But other than Jay and myself, we're the only two guys that talk about making money. Now, money's not the only answer. It's not. But it's the only thing anybody fucking keeps track of. Nobody keeps track of good deeds, except maybe the big man. This is not the right seminar for that. This is not the right enclosure. But as I've told you, where the assets that you can accumulate and the assets you can create, you can do a lot of good. This Robert, Sally, and I, we do a lot of good for orphans. We have 140 some orphans, 15, 20 nuns that we support because we made a lot of money. Some of you on this YouTube would say, well, why don't you send the money to us? I just finished reading that Child Prodigy cunt. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. In that regard, my kids are right. I'm a Neanderthal. I guess if I was Cro-Magnon, man, with my club, I wouldn't get it either. I just don't get, you know, some of the requests. It's like those thieving Nigerian emails. You know, you're lucky. You've gotten. I'm giving you $11.6 billion, but I need you to disperse it. And all I need is your credit card and all that bullshit. Well, there's some people on this YouTube that are fucking stupid enough to do that. I'm sure. And maybe some of you in this room have been stupid enough to do it. And I can tell you right now, there have been some of the people that have attended the seminar that have been stupid enough to do it. But they weren't smart enough to get on the Hall of Shame or the Hall of Fame. Okay? Any questions from, we're going to talk about the movie you saw last night, but any questions about anything you want to share with these dippos on YouTube? I got a Canadian moron email today. It's quite amusing, but okay, thanks.